It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday, the 31st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Spotify and Pandora may have the jump on their streaming music services, but in terms of rap star royalty, Apple's got Dr. Dre and Tidal has Jay-Z. The mogul from Brooklyn's Marcy Projects launched his new music streaming service called Tidal this week. He's been talking about music delivery systems for a while.
Took me 1.8, but I had to get it straight. Get the CD, 12-inch vinyl, get the tape. Jigga, give it food for thought, dog. Get a plate, I get it down.
Here's some food for thought. Jay-Z hopes that Tidal will beat the formidable music streaming competition by offering high-quality music files to its users, as in the CD or the vinyl, but not the tape or the MP3, for that matter. Ian Scher is executive editor at CNET News. He says audio nerds willing to pay $20 a month for the Tidal service, not a huge group.
There are some of us who are audiophiles who believe that this higher quality audio is better, but most people, including, for example, my mother-in-law, probably just don't care. And all they want to do is hear their oldies and hear them as quickly as possible, for as cheap as possible.
How dare you cast aspersions upon your mother-in-law like that?
Yeah, it's a really hard problem. I mean, usually the speeds and the feeds, right? The bigger, better numbers are always what push people. But when it comes to music, that just isn't compelling enough.
Do we think Tidal can actually compete?
It can if there is a larger group of audiophiles out there than we all think there is. But the landscape is littered with people who have failed at this and failed at streaming in general. It is expensive. It's a very hard business.
Jay-Z, though, he's been the head of a label. He's been a musician. Are there things that he brings to the table specifically for this service?
Well, there's one thing he brings that the rest of them don't, and that is him. And it looks like, judging by the people who are hyping this on social media, Kanye West and a few others, those are really popular people. And one of the things that it seems they're going to do is that they're going to actually put out their music ahead of when it's available on Spotify. So if I really got to hear the latest music from Beyonce, I'm going to have to go to this first. That could be compelling. People love to be the first to hear things. They love to be the first to see things.
Ian Scher is executive editor at CNET. Ian, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
By the way, U.S. music industry revenue overall in 2014 was down. Streaming services were up and contributed some $295 million to the industry. But get this, vinyl beat that number, brought in $320 million to overall industry revenue. Silicon Valley is a place where people think they can make it big, but for a large group of people who aren't jumping tax brackets in the tech world, Silicon Valley is more familiar as one of the most expensive places to live. For our project with the BBC about paths to prosperity called Six Routes to Riches, Marketplace's David Weinberg brings us this report.
Christine Holst teaches geometry and pre-calculus at Pioneer High School in San Jose, California, the largest city in Silicon Valley. And lately, she's been worried about one of her students, who's really stressed out. He even asked her for advice.
Because I just want my students to do the best that they can do and not comparing each other. But then we live in this area where how do we not compare? How do we not look at the house next to us compared to our own?
You get the sense, just being in Holst's classroom, that she has the ability to make pre-calculus fun. The walls are covered in homemade posters that are part inside joke, part math lesson.
This is where I want to serve the community. And what's sad to me is that I can't serve my community and feel like I can live in my community. I feel like it has to be one or the other.
Holst and her husband, a sound engineer, have a young daughter. They make between $7,000 and $8,000 a month. But that's not nearly enough to buy a home here. Derica Mearns is executive director of Working Partnerships USA, a community labor organization just up the road from Pioneer High School. They recently issued a cost of living report on Silicon Valley.
You need to earn about $140,000 a year to buy a house, a median price house. So home ownership is a real question in the future economy.
A future economy where traditional middle-class families could get squeezed out. Data from the report showed that the vast majority of job growth was at the bottom.
What we know is that for every tech job created, there are 4 additional jobs in the regional economy created. What's unknown or not talked about is what the quality of those other four jobs are and who gets those jobs.
Christine Holst genuinely loves her job, but her salary isn't enough to have the traditional middle-class life that she expected.
I am very grateful to live in this area. I think it has a lot to offer, but there's not a lot of peace here. And it's not that I need to get away from my job. I love my students and everything, but it's just the pressures of this area to do well and to succeed that I find challenging. And so everywhere were like the Silicon Valley, it would make me sad.
That's an especially harsh reality for Holst, who grew up in the Valley. Her family's here, and she'd like to stay. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.
And dark web marketplace Silk Road may be kaput, but in its stead, a Reddit discussion forum has become a place teeming with information and perhaps illicit drug deals, which is why, according to Wired magazine writer Andy Greenberg, Homeland Security officials sent Reddit a subpoena demanding information about five different users.
Everything from their IP addresses to the times that they logged onto the site to their phone numbers to even their financial details. But it's very unlikely that Reddit has most of that stuff. You don't even need an email address to sign up for Reddit.
Greenberg writes that the subpoena could mean a new online drug market called Evolution is under investigation by federal authorities. Evolution apparently went offline a few weeks ago. Some of the moderators disappeared with millions in Bitcoin that belonged to sellers and buyers. A reminder that black markets don't really come with a Consumer Protection Bureau. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.